Amen. You know,
hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I just believe that, of course, this is really a confession.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we have made up our mind to go.
Yes.
Amen. Not to stay in the outer court, neither the holy place, but to get into the holies of holies.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen.
And the Lord has done everything for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 The veil, hallelujah, has been rented. Hallelujah. To give us an opportunity. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To get in there.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It is a door that has been opened to us.
Yes.
To get right in there. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There was a time it was only the high priests that could go into that place. Hallelujah. But the Lord has made it possible for us to get him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So,
hallelujah.
So we just have to play our part. Because there is an open door before us.
Amen.
It is just for us to enter.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. It is just for us to enter, brethren. That is our work. That is our duty to work on ourselves to be able to enter
Jesus,
into that
Jesus,
place.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, because we will not find fault in God. He has done everything. Every single thing that needs to be done for us to enter. He has given his life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, for us to enter. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There was a time, when John the Baptist was in difficult times. He was in prison. Right? He said, go and ask him whether he is the Christ. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, go and tell John the Baptist. Right, that the blind are seeing, the lame are walking.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The deaf are hearing. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking to myself, what a response. What does that mean? Hallelujah. What does that mean to me? What does that mean to John the Baptist? Does the Lord want John the Baptist to understand by that saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until, one day I got into the book of Leviticus. Hallelujah. And I read about certain people that will not go into will not offer bread in the holy place.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And when you look at the scripture, I think let me just find the scripture, please.
Mm-hmm. It's in Leviticus 22, verse 21.
Okay, I don't think that this is the scripture I'm looking for. I'm looking for where it talks about the crowback, blind, cannot offer bread.
What's the one where they call the nose?
Flat nose, sorry.
Leviticus what?
21.
Sorry.
Leviticus 21.
Okay.
Leviticus
20.
17.
20
is crooked. Do you want that read?
Yeah, please. 21. 21, yeah.
Of thy seed in their generations that have any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God. For whatsoever man he be that hath a blemish, he shall not approach. a blind man, or a lame, or he that hath a flat nose, or anything superfluous, or a man that is broken-footed, or broken-handed, or a crooked back, or a dwarf, or that hath a blemish in his eye, or be scurvy, or scabbed, or hath his stones broken. Mm-hmm. No man that hath a blemish of the seed of Aaron the priest shall come nigh to offer the offerings of the Lord made by fire. He hath a blemish. He shall not come nigh to offer the bread of his God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So these people, these kind of people, were not supposed to come and offer bread. Hallelujah. So when the Lord Jesus came, he started to heal those people. Hallelujah. The purpose was that these people will surely come to offer bread into the holy place. Hallelujah. Looked at the people that he healed, the blind. It was not just because of the physical blindness. The lame. And he started healing them. Amen. So that they will be able, amen, to come and offer bread unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we have been healed today by the Lord so that we'll be able to offer bread. Amen. So when John the Baptist was in doubt, he started asking, go and ask him whether he is the Christ. He said, go and tell John the Baptist that the lame are walking. Hallelujah. The blind, they are seeing. The deaf, they are hearing. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Glory to God. Because that was the purpose he came. So that you and I will be able to enter into the holy place and get right into the holiest of all. Amen.
Yes.
So it was not by mistake I was healing the people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was not because of just the physical part of it. But there was an eternal value. Hallelujah. That was associated to that healing. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. The purpose of God will never change.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. It will never, ever change. Just as God does not change, so his purpose, his plan will not change. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to talk about this woman, but there's a particular woman. I think it's in Matthew chapter 4. I hope that is. Sorry. Oh, I think I've missed that scripture again. The woman with infirmity that was. She had infirmity for 18 years. Right. And.
Luke 13:11.
Luke, thank you very much. Luke 13:11. Can someone read from 10?
And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want us to have in the back of our mind that this woman was healed so that she'll be able to enter in the holiest of all. She'll be able to offer bread in the holy place. Amen. But this woman for me, I mean, this particular story for me, it's a peculiar story. Because this woman was a bit different from most of the people that Jesus healed, right? The fact was that this woman could see, right? She could walk, right? She could hear, you know. You know, she had all of the senses, but there was a defect, right, on the back. Mm-hmm. You know, she was like this. Amen. You know, she could see, so she was born again, right? The Bible says that
you must be born again in order to
see. Hallelujah. To some extent, she could walk. Right? She could hear. You know, maybe hear the word of the Lord. Hear what the Lord is saying. You know, she was able to walk. She was able to see. Right? So, to some extent, you will say that this woman can, it's okay. There was not much wrong. I mean, she could do something at least. But there was something that was wrong because her back was bent in a position that will affect her sight. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. In a position that will affect her vision. Yeah. Right. You know, with this kind of posture, you can only see where? The ground. Mm-hmm. Even though she could see, she could only see what? The ground, the earth. She was limited. She could not see afar off. You know, like standing up, you could, you know, I can see afar off, right? And I can even lift up my head to see up. Hallelujah. But this woman was like that for 18 years. Right. Even though she could walk, even though she could hear, but she was like that. Her focus was totally different. Was on the earth. Everything concerning the earth. Right. She could not, even if she managed, right, in some conference to lift up her head, she will come down again. Hallelujah. You know, there are times we get into the spirit and again, pop, down. Hallelujah. You know, but this woman was walking around, right, with that limitation. She could not look up to the Lord continuously. Out of strain, yes, you know, she could, but not continuously. She had to fight, to struggle, to see afar off because of that infirmity that she had on her back. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the scripture says that she could not lift up herself for 18 years. Amen. Right, and remember the scripture said the crooked back could not enter, right? You know, the crooked back is also, in a similar situation, you know, could not lift up herself, right? See, it could not enter because the vision has a problem. She could not see afar off. Amen. Hallelujah. See, and the Lord and could not lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. Amen. You know, this is one of the scriptures in which, you know, the woman did not come to the Lord for healing, but the Lord saw her and called her to him, and said unto her, woman, amen, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. Amen. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorify God. Amen. He laid his hands on her. I believe he touched
that back. Hallelujah. We are trusting God for the hand of the Lord to touch us. Yeah. Amen. To be able to walk upright. To be able to, that we'll be able to lift up our heads unto Him. A touch that will change our focus. Hallelujah. You know, most of the time we've been focusing on different things. You know, we are running all over the place, focusing on the things of the world, focusing on things that will perish, focusing on our immediate needs. And we could not look afar off because there is a defect. There are times we are able to, you know, and after, you know, and then you just saw, it's like you're in a season of, oh, yes, I can see the Lord, I can see the Lord. And after some time, it's over. Brethren, there is a defect. There is a spirit of infirmity. And we need to call upon the Lord. God, touch me. Touch me like you touch this woman. That I'll be able to walk uprightly. Amen. That I'll be able to see as you see.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That you'll be able to, I'll be able to lift up my heads unto you. Not only for one day, not only during the days of my fasting, 7 days or 21 days, and oh, wonderful, it was glorious, and after that, it's over. But that it will be an everyday business. Hallelujah. It will not be in the pond and out of the pond. But it's continuous. You know, like the scripture says that, I mean, will be a pillar in the house of the Lord. Like a pillar in the house of the Lord. That will not be going in, out and in, but constantly. Hallelujah. In the house of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, so as we're singing the song, you know, it comes from a determination in our hearts. You know, to resolve in our hearts. You know, it's a declaration that you will have to forsake certain things and to make up your mind to follow the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, this morning I was reading about the body of Christ, you know, just trying to understand this body of Christ, the body of Christ. And the Lord has been speaking to us anyway, long ago about the body of Christ. And then, you know, and there's a scripture in Revelation that says, these were the ones that followed the Lamb wheresoever he went. Hallelujah. Because the body will always follow the head. Amen. It is impossible for my head to be in that kitchen and my body stays here. It is impossible. My body will always follow my head. If the body does not follow the head, it means that, you know, the body is dead. Or there is a separation between the body and the head. Hallelujah. There is a separation. You know, and so the body and the head must have the same focus, the same vision, the same goal. The body cannot have a different goal from the head. And it is the same way we cannot have a different goal from Christ. The same goal, the same purpose. Amen. That is what the body has to have, you know, as the head. Amen. It will never be different. And so therefore, if the body has a different goal from the head, then there is a problem. There is a serious problem. And the body, you know, and it's for me personally, as I'm thinking, it means death. It means separation. You know, so when my thoughts, you know, is getting away from the thoughts of the Lord, my goal is different from that of the Lord. you know, I need to check myself again. You know, like Paul was saying, he will check himself whether he's in the faith. Yeah. Am I still in the faith? Hallelujah.
Yes.
The same goal, the same vision. Hallelujah. You know, and in fact, you know, one day, you know, I was in the office and the Lord started telling me about division. You know, division. And and honestly, I took my pen and I started writing. I was in the, you know, in the office doing my office work. And so I stopped everything and I started writing. Hallelujah. And that is why the Lord wants to bring us to unity. The same mind of Christ. Right? So if, because if we have the same vision as God, if you have the same like God, we all work together. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But there is division among us, you know, in the body because of different goals. Hallelujah. You know, but we must all have the same goal with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, so this, the body is so important before the Lord. Right? And we will define the body as the people who are following the Lord. They are the true Christians. He said these were the ones that were following the Lamb wheresoever he went. It is not about following the Lamb today and tomorrow, no. Say, wheresoever I go. You know, says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. One day I was thinking about that. You know, so follow me. So, in fact, take up your cross and follow me. So, wherever he goes, you go with him. That is what it means. So, if he goes to the cross, you go with him. Amen. So, when he rises up, you rise with him. Hallelujah. Say, follow him wheresoever he goes. You know, most of the time, we will not like to follow the Lord to the cross. Hallelujah. We like the resurrection part of it. When I say, except the seed fall to the ground. Die. Remain it alone. Right. Amen. You know, without death, there is no resurrection. Hallelujah. We cannot jump that part of it. Amen. We have to follow him to that place, to the place of death. Hallelujah. So that we may be able to resurrect with him. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I have a lot of things that I've just scattered in my head concerning the body of Christ. But we need to submit to the Lord. The scripture says in Colossians that he is the head. Right? And yeah. We are the body. You know, and we must have the same goal. We must have the same vision. We are all doing the same thing. It's like a team. Mm-hmm. We are all working like, as a team. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. And the truth is, you know, the hand cannot say, I don't need the foot. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yeah. Say, I don't need the foot. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. It is impossible. You know, if I want to touch that box, I'm with my hands, I will never be able to touch it. Standing here.
That's right.
Except the foot. Do this, and then now I can touch it. Without the foot, no. Amen.
Amen.
So we need each other. Amen. We have a role in the body. No matter how, you know, that part of the body looks like. Amen. We need each other.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need each other. The old body, just like as I'm just quoting scriptures now, the old body, cannot be eye. Amen. It will be useless. Do you know? What if I'm just seeing, just seeing, and nothing else? What is the purpose of my seeing? Nothing. Because I cannot do anything with it. But you need the other part of the body. That when the eye sees, the feet will walk. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. And the hand will touch that which the eye is seeing. Amen. Hallelujah. So even if I'm full of eyes, hallelujah, it is not enough. And by the way, the deception that we really have, you know, because the eye can see, the eye thinks that I don't need you. Amen, it's not true. Amen. Because even the eye can never see itself. Do you know that? The eye can never, ever see itself. Hallelujah. Except by reflection. Amen. The eye can never. So, the eye will think that I'm perfect, I'm okay, I'm fine, because I can see. But it cannot see itself. So that is why we need each other. Hallelujah. And that is how God has done it. That is the order. That is the order of God. That I may understand that I need my brother, I need my sister. Hallelujah. And without that, we will not be able to grow to maturity. Hallelujah. You know, the body must know that we need each other. You know, for us to be able to move on. Hallelujah. Of course, there are certain things, you know. Is it in there? There was, in fact, I took note of that. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 29. It's, say, and if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. I don't know if we have not amplifier. Okay, maybe yeah, let's use it amplifier. You're right. Or in this does someone have amplifier?
You want the amplifier?
Yeah, let's.
It is no. If your right eye serves as a trap to ensnare you, or is an occasion for you to stumble and sin, pluck it out and throw it away. It is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be cast into hell.
Hallelujah. This is just a balance to what we're saying here, right? I mean, we need the body. We need every part of the body, right? I think I will also look at them and what the scriptures when it says pluck it out, or offend thee. I think the Greek word for offend here says that. Definition of offense is to put a stumbling block or impediment in the way, or upon which an other may trip or fall, to entice to sin, right? To cause a person to begin to distrust and desert one whom he ought to trust and obey, right? To cause to fall away. Amen. Right, and he talks about to entice apostasy or displeasure, you know, and that is talking about offense, you know. I mean, if someone that will cause you to sin, will cause you to go away, right, from the Lord, right, in the body, he's talking about. It's better, right, for you to cast that out, right, you know, than for the whole body to go to hell. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. But you know, but before, you know, I mean, I'm looking at the word pluck out, right? It's so clear that that word pluck out, right, is actually talking about it in the sense of, you know, separate to rescue. Hallelujah. Remember Paul said that, when they meet to pray, they should pray and hand over someone to Satan. You remember that? Right? So that his flesh, right? The soul will be saved. Thank you very much. Right? Amen. But, I mean, the aim is to save the soul. In Leviticus, when there is a leper in the midst of the people, the priest has to examine that person. They examine the person very well, 7 days, look at the person again, examine the person again. You know, of course, because there are certain things that you may think that it's leprosy, but maybe it's not. So you have to examine until the point he comes to the conclusion that this is actually leprosy, and then they have to take the person out. Amen. So it also takes patience. Hallelujah. And it's actually, the aim is to save the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. So, but as we're saying, the body, we need ourselves. Right? But if there is if certain thing, right, if we have issues that will cause people to fall, hallelujah, this is what the scripture says. Amen. This is what the scripture says. And we have to do that. Because we will not afford for the whole body, amen, to go to hell. Amen. But it is actually in love, right? It is actually to rescue that person. Amen. You know, because even when the guy with the leprosy will be there out of the camp, the priest will go again after some time to check whether that leprosy is healed something good has happened. Amen. God says that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Hallelujah. He wants all to come to repentance. At the same time, he doesn't want to lose all. Amen. You know, because of one. Hallelujah. And that is why we have to be very, very careful in the body. That is why we have to be our brother's keeper. Thank you very much. Just excuse me. We have to be our brother's keeper. Yes. Amen. Have to be concerned about you. You have to be concerned about me. You know why? Because the truth is, the hand cannot play the role of the feet. So I have to be concerned about you. And you have to be concerned about me. You know, in Congo, we were just saying to each other, don't tell me that it is not my business. It's my business. It is my business. Because if we are a body, then it is my business. Hallelujah. So we have to be, our brother's keeper. I have to be concerned about what is happening to you. If I notice that you bring an offering that is so big, I must come to ask my brother, we praise the Lord for the offering. But, you know, I'm just concerned. I know that you're not working that much. I'm concerned. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have to be our brother's keeper. Because we are a body. We are one. You know, the scripture says that we are one bread. Hallelujah. We are one bread. We are one body. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, so it's not about, oh, this person is getting into my business. You know, I understand maybe, but I don't think it's something that is bad. We need to make sure that our brother and sister are functioning well so that the body will function. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we need each other. Amen. We need each other. Praise the Lord. So we must know when we have to just bring a separation and put someone in one particular place for that person to be healed, you know, and of course by the grace of God, you know, come again in the body. We all move again together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. So that we will be able to attain perfection. Because that is the purpose. That we may be able to we attain that perfection that the Lord is talking about. Amen. You know, because, you know, just like the scripture says that they cannot be made perfect without us. Right? It's talking about the clouds of witness. Right? You know, but the Lord said also that there are others which are supposed to be part of the fold, that they are still out there. Mm-hmm. Amen. So if they are part of the body and they have a role to play, they must play that role. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, in the body there are no spectators, you know. You know, spectators. Right. No, but that is the reality. Amen. You know? Which part of your body is a spectator? Amen. Hallelujah. Just show me one part of your body that is a spectator and it's looking the whole body walking. Hallelujah. You see, you know, God has given us this body for us to understand what is going on in the spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, if this finger has a problem, right? I have a problem with this finger. And I have to go to the hospital. You know what happened? The whole body will go with this one finger. Amen. The whole body will go. Praise the Lord. But that is the reality. The whole body will go with this one finger. The whole body will lie on the bed. And the whole body will say, I am sick. Hallelujah. Why? Because of this one finger. Amen. Do you know it's very difficult for us to say, my feet is sick or my foot is sick? You say, I'm sick. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the whole body is identifying with that particular part of the member that is sick. Hallelujah. And so that is what the Lord is expecting of us, you know, that we share one another's body in the body. Hallelujah. And that is a proof to show that we are of the same body and we have one end. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, it is, you know, when we are not concerned, or you know, it's difficult. It's like difficult for, you know, this finger to be sick and the rest of my body is not concerned about it. It's almost impossible. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that is why we have to be joined one to the other. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, so when you see those kind of things, you know, happening around us. I mean, we see those kind of things happening. We know that there is something wrong in the body. And we must stay connected. Hallelujah. Yeah. Not only among ourselves, but stay connected with him, the head. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. the body must stay connected with the head. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Amen. 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 You know, and because we all together have to resurrect with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I was quoting a scripture the other day in Hebrews. Hebrews, I think it's Hebrews chapter 2. The scripture that says, "But now we see not all things under his feet, but we see Jesus." Verse 8. Fine. Yeah. He said, "Thou art put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under his feet, he left nothing." Okay. "He left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him." You know, do you think the scripture is contradictory? Is it? Do we think so? He says he has placed all things under his feet. And now he's talking about, now we see not all things under him. Right? Right? I don't know whether it's my own Bible or what. But it says here that for now we see all things put under. We see all things put under him. Can someone read chapter 8, verse 8, sorry, of
verse 8?
Yeah, of Hebrews chapter 2.
"Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him."
Verse 9.
"But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man."
Amen. So he says everything is under him, right? But we don't see everything under him. Right? But we see Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the hymn there is talking about Jesus Christ. He's talking about the Christ, the head and the body. Amen. Everything is under the head. But now we cannot see everything under him. The rest of the body. Hallelujah. But of course, it is coming up. You know what? The head has come up and the body must follow. Hallelujah. Everything is under Jesus. But we are waiting for everything to be under the body of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's going to do that. Everything will be under the feet. Everything is already under the head. But God is going to put it. We're going to see it. You know, it says we have not seen that, but we have seen Jesus. He has overcome.
Hallelujah.
Right? But now the body is coming up. Amen. And we'll surely see everything under our feet. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm saying under our feet because I believe we are the body of Christ.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Everything will be under. You know, and this is the time, and in fact, this is the time that God wants to demonstrate the power, you know, the same power, right? That same glory that was upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will see in the body of Christ. And the whole world will know that we are connected with him. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. You see the oil that was poured on Aaron's head, it flowed right down, even to the skirt. Hallelujah. Amen. The same oil. the same anointing, hallelujah, will touch the body too. Glory to God. Amen.